Welcome to Spiritual Healing Lesson 6. In this lesson, we'll continue to explain how to restore a healthy relationship with yourself. Our teacher uses the TELL method, beginning with T for think.
How do you spend your leisure time? Watching Hollywood or Bollywood films? Watching or playing football or cricket? Eating out? Whatever you spend your free time doing, do you ever wish you didn't have as much fun? Do you ever wish you had less free time? Of course not. Everyone wants more time for fun and relaxation. Our culture tells us to have as much fun as possible, anytime, anywhere, at whatever cost. What our cultures don't tell us is that fun is sometimes very sinful behavior and often comes at a price. Are you living your life to satisfy only your own desires? Is your fun and happiness sinful in nature?
Questions like these can really get you thinking. How does your attitude affect finding lasting contentment? Our teacher continues to evaluate the meaning and context of the lesson.
Jesus was put on trial because he said that he was the Son of God. Peter, a follower of Jesus, one of the 12 disciples, went with Jesus to the high priest's house where Jesus was on trial. While they were there, Peter was asked if he knew Jesus. And three times Peter says, "No, I do not know Jesus." Peter disowned Jesus three times. Later, Peter had a change in his attitude. He went out into the night and cried. He felt shame and sorrow for telling a lie about Jesus. The right attitude made a big change in Peter's actions. The problems that keep us from experiencing God's love for us are selfishness, greed, no regret, and unrealistic expectations. We'll continue by learning about the last two problems, no regret and unrealistic expectations, in this lesson. To repent means to feel sincere regret. This happens when, through the power of the Holy Spirit, we recognize that we have sinned and we change our attitude. We want to obey God and seek His will instead of continuing to sin. Jesus says, "Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me." Obeying God is our way of giving love to God. If you don't believe you are sinning and you have no regrets, you cannot expect to have lasting happiness and contentment. Scripture says, "But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it." Sin is not a popular subject in our culture. No one likes to acknowledge it, and certainly not to admit it. But God is very clear in His commandments that sin is real and has eternal consequences. By admitting our sin, we come closer to a right attitude toward God. The last problem that keeps you from having a right attitude is the problem of unrealistic expectations. Maybe, like many people, you expect too much from this earthly life. Life on earth is not the only life you'll have. We know that God promises us a life eternal, forever, in heaven after we die our earthly life. The Bible says, "People will come from east and west and north and south, and will take their places at the feast in the kingdom of God." And, "I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life." Fulfilling our own desires, which are oftentimes sinful in nature, or focusing mostly on having material things, will never produce true joy and happiness. The Apostle Peter recognizes this when he says in Scripture, "Dear friends, I urge you, as foreigners and exiles in this world, to abstain from sinful desires which wage war against your soul." The Apostle Paul also says, "But our citizenship is in heaven." After Jesus' death and resurrection, He came down from heaven and stayed for 40 days. During this time, He demonstrated to His followers that He truly was alive and prepared them for telling the world His message of salvation, which means to be delivered from sin and its consequences. Jesus met with Peter and his disciples and asked Peter three times, "Do you love me?" Three times Peter said, "Yes, you know I love you." With a right attitude, Peter was forgiven. You can have a right attitude too, with yourself and with God, without the problems of selfishness, greed, denial, and unrealistic expectations. Let's review. With God's guidance, we can strive to live for Christ and not ourselves, to look beyond our earthly life to eternal life. The main theme of the lesson is that, like Peter, we want to repent of our sin and obey God because of Jesus' love and forgiveness for us. Because we have the right someone in our lives, Christ Jesus, the Holy Spirit will work a right attitude in us.
To learn the lesson fully, our teacher identifies the problem and solution and applies it to our lives.
We fail to recognize our sins, passing them off as not a big deal or part of today's culture. Because of God's love for us, our sins of denial and unrealistic expectations are forgiven. We can rejoice and embrace Jesus' love for us today and every day. Scripture says, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also."
We hope you'll lead family, friends, and people you meet to join our Bible study. Please continue with lesson number 7 of the Spiritual Healing Course. You will be blessed and be a blessing to others seeking peace.